Psalm 126. When the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, and our tongue with singing. Then said they among the nations, Yahweh has done great things for them, that's for Israel. Yahweh has done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Turn again our captivity, O Yahweh, as the streams in the south, or in the Negev. Now, down there in the south of Israel in the desert, the streams could run through the desert sand one way and then very quickly turn and run another way if there was rain or wind or whatever. And so he's saying, we're in captivity here in Babylon. Turn us again. Turn us back. Send us back. And we'll be so happy we'll just be full of laughter. And they that sow in tears will reap in joy. He that goes forth and weeps, that is like the Jews going into captivity, weeping and crying as they were led away from their ruined city and from their ruined country. He that goes forth weeping, bearing precious seed, will doubtless return with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. Well, that was the idea, that was the hope. But what happened was that when King Cyrus made the decree that, yes, Jews, you can all go back, was there this kind of rejoicing? No, there wasn't. Most of them preferred the soft life in Persia. As you read from Esther, the book of Esther, they were popular. Everyone liked them. And so they didn't actually do this. It's like people are offered today the opportunity to leave the things of this world and go on a journey to God's kingdom, but they don't want to. But it's possible they could have such joy and rejoicing.